What a powerful passage this is. And Scripture is for us always food for life. I remember one time a young boy told me, he said, "Why do I have to read the Scripture? Father, why are you always telling me to read the Bible?" And I told him, "Because all the answers to life's worries and concerns are there. Would you buy a product without reading the instructions? A cake mix, start making it and realizing it just says, just add water. And you were putting all these ingredients in it and saying, what's wrong with it? Or would you get a new iPhone and take it into the swimming pool without reading the instructions and says, only submerge just for 1 meter for more than 30 minutes. After that, it'll be broken. The same way with Scripture. Scripture, as the saints tell us, the Word of God is knowledge for salvation. So we see these words we read. How often in our life are we filled with fear? Anybody experienced fear the past week? Maybe it's just me. We experience it all the time. And why do we experience it? We experience it because we forget. We forget. We forget that we are not the first ones to have gone through this world. We have generations before us. And just like Goethe once said, the one who does not live from history lives from hand to mouth. We don't recognize what the lessons were of life before and how to hold on to them, we tend to make the same mistakes. And this is why it's so important. Our daily dose of Scripture allows us to be equipped. St. Paul tells us, put on the breast shield of faith. Put on the greaves of hope. Put on the helmet of love. We realize that here we have everything that equips us. Now, the first thing we have to notice is this. Is fear part of daily life? Yes. If it wasn't for part of daily life, we wouldn't get out of bed. What if I got struck by lightning? What if it's the end of the world? We'd be living like Chicken Little. The sky is falling. Yes, there is always a possibility that something wrong can happen. But what keeps us going? A plausibility of the fact that, you know what? The sun came up yesterday. The sun came up the day before. I believe the Lord will bring the sun again. I believe the Lord will carry me through. Just as I made it through all the other days of life, I believe in the Lord. So we're seeing here in Scripture these words. Why were you afraid? Jesus is not speaking about some person back in history. The Word of God is living and active. He's speaking to me today. Why are you afraid? Now we do see here something very powerful. It says, in the midst of the storm, what was Jesus doing? He was sleeping. What does this show? It shows that evil is not a co-equal with God, that God has to fight with evil. God sleeps. Nothing happens without his permissive will. Not a single hair of your head falls. Not a single sparrow falls from the sky without your heavenly Father knowing. Everything is within his providence. This is why when we read Scripture, it encourages us to walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. As it says in the 23rd Psalm, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall not fear, for the Lord is my rod and my staff. What does a rod do? A rod pulls back in. The sheep is going out of the fold. It pulls it back in. What needs to be pulled in? Our wild and unbridled imagination. Oh my gosh, what if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? Oh my gosh, the mind is racing ahead. But are you before a sword or in the flames in the very moment? No, it's our imagination. That rod pulls us back into the fold. And who is at the hand of that rod? The shepherd himself. Come back to me with all your heart. Do not be disheartened. Come back to me. If the mind is racing in all the would've, could've, should've's, we are not in the presence of God. We are like the disciples looking at the waves and the wind, but not at the Lord who sleeps in the helm. Psalm 23 also says, is my rod and my staff. And what does a staff do? Staff is used there to beat, to club. So if the wolf comes too close, whack on the head with the staff. And what does that do in Scripture? Memory. Memory. To whack the lies, the deception, all the fears with memory. And how do I use that memory? Go back to Scripture. Were there any moments that God ever forgot his people? Did God forget Abraham, as we read earlier? No. He spared him from Sodom and Gomorrah. When the Israelites were there and they're underneath the bondage of slavery, did God forget them? No. Did he one time commit a great sign? No. Two times, three times, four times, 10 great signs and wonders. Only God can do this. And then at the moment when they're at the Red Sea, and after these great signs and wonders, and there all of a sudden another problem comes. Has God forgotten us to be abandoned here? And there our imagination's going, and what happens? God opens the seas. Who can do this? If we have this in our memory, remember the God who opened the Red Seas. Remember the God who said to the woman of Tabitha, rise to your little daughter, to Jairus' daughter. A God who gave us bread from heaven. A God continues at work. Who is like this? Now, what happens when these memories start coming in? All of a sudden, those fears start fading away. Now, let us not be fooled by the fact of, but I don't understand how. What happens here in this passage here? The wind is howling, the waves are flooding in the boat. Jesus just says, be still. Now, did anybody see what was going on? How did he pull the wind back or stop the wave? Was there a lecture in physics explaining all that? No. There was just the word of God. What do we need? We don't need to understand how God is going to solve problems or how God works, but more important, who he is. And this is why it's so powerful to go back into the memory of God. Fear, if you spell the opposite of it, is reef. Imagine you're in an ocean, and many times ships are wrecked on reefs. But instead of looking at the reef, you need to look at the land that is beyond the reef and navigate around the reef to get to the land. What we're doing is navigating around the fears and going back to the memory of God. This is why the gift that God has given us in the Mass is a memorial. Remembering God. Remembering the power of God. And when we receive the Eucharist, we receive love. Love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. So what we have to do in our daily lives, when you take the Word of God, is how is the Word of God bringing me more to this awareness of God's particular love for me? I like the word particular, because it means that God is always interceding in a way precisely for me. The purpose of all our fears and tribulations is not to frustrate us, but rather that you might know. That you might know. Know what? Who I am. I am the Lord, the God, the Almighty. When we pray that creed, it is to allow us not just to remember the words, but to remember the covenant of God. I believe in God the Father Almighty. So may today's word of God embolden us. Memory has to be continually brought forth. So don't think just because I know it means that I am experiencing it. And that's why when we go through our fears and troubles today, go back to the memory of God. Go back to the scripture passages. Cling to his name. And as Job would say, our help is in the name of the Lord. So we may each day find that strength.